Hooray! Jenkin!
Re-whistle, Master Praetor. It is I.
Were you seen?
I was not.
Enter, Kelsha. The others have already assembled. Have some wine, my friend. We have assembled here on Shulak as free Jafar. If you are not willing to give your life for our cause, this is your final opportunity to flee.
We shall not desert you, Master Braytak. Too long have we endured the oppression of false gods who demand everything and give nothing in return.
Hear, hear! Yeah.
Any decisive stroke before we are ready could end this rebellion before it begins. We must above all be cautious. Search for others who would honor our cause, but do not allow suspicion of unrest to fall upon you. It is folly to move too soon. The lifetime of a Jafar is long. Do not end it with hasty actions, but with wisdom and patience, that you may see your grandchildren as free Jafar.
And what would you have us do?
Gather information about our enemy. Discover what has been forbidden for a Jafar to know. Find those who would join us, and above all, be prepared to take action when the moment is ripe.
No others were expected this night.
Indeed.
Master Braetor, Midasha, Mila, Toto.
It is Nabinim, the first prime.
If we are discovered here, all is lost. They shall slay us this night.
Shalkek Nimran, Episode 1, Prisoners. Featuring the voice talent of Gareth Bowley as Master Braytak, Anthony Rooney as Kelsha, Paul Mannery as Rocknor, Alex Gilmore as Nabinim, Darren Marler as Apophis, Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard as Neferet, Kim Giannopoulos as Ma'at, April Sadowski as Ishtar, Bill Holwig as General Hammond, Scott Wentworth as Dr. Lee, Captain John Tadazak as Selmag, Toby Bennett as Malik. Written and post-produced by Alexa Chipman.
Secretly built in the wall many years ago. I did not know then how often it would be put to use.
What took you so long?
Cannot an old man have his rest? I served Apophis for over 100 years, and yet a boy such as yourself dares awaken me. Didak didar.
I am conducting a search of the entire town, Master Braytak. I cannot exclude even you.
Have I not earned the right to an evening in peace, young one?
Suspicion has fallen on you before, old man.
Would I be alive if Apophis did not trust me?
No.
Are you saying you do not honor Apophis?
Of course not.
Then trouble me no further, Lektol!
That was too close.
Agreed. From this day forth, we meet only in small groups at times when there is least suspicion, such as daylight hours.
Jokek Nimran.
Indeed. We shall die free, my friends.
My Lord Apophis,
Yes, Nabonim. What is it? Have you discovered the Shova?
The traitors remain hidden, my lord.
Hushek! I should kill you where you stand for your incompetence.
Are you certain the rebels remain in Chulak?
Yes. The Shova, Teal'c, has raised the hopes of many who would defy us. This planet, which once gave us comfort, is now merely an annoyance.
There are yet thousands of Jaffa who serve you loyally.
And how many more do so in falsehood, waiting to turn against us? I must discover those who would oppose their god. Slay the occupants of every 10th household in the city. Do not cease until those who harbor these traitors come forth.
With pleasure, my lord.
The system, Lord Ma'at's territory borders my own, and I would have it for myself. I cannot wage war upon her with an army I cannot trust.
Of course, my lord.
It is only a matter of time.
My queen, the people are troubled. Some doubt your ability to defend against so mighty a foe as Apophis.
Any who question my words must be destroyed, Nefret. Discover these malcontents and silence them.
Ma'at, would it not be wiser to pretend submission?
I grow tired of a minor role. It is time to grasp authority. If he wishes to begin a war, he shall have it. When Apophis crawls in disgrace to beg mercy, I shall allow you to kill him, my priestess.
It would be an honor, Ma'at.
But, of course, I am more privileged than he in many respects. I need not fear the disloyalty of my Jaffa.
We would never betray you.
Master Braytak!
How many?
Nabinim and his Jaffa are ravaging the city. Hundreds have been slaughtered.
Any of our number?
Not as of yet. This must be stopped.
Bring the Shova.
He will not cease slaying until he believes the rebellion is crushed.
We must give him evidence that it has. Find Kelsha and meet at the old city bridge.
Is that possible?
If we do not act, more will die.
It gives no pleasure to suggest this.
What if some among the priests are not loyal to Apophis, but merely biding their time? As we are.
Their sacrifice will not be in vain.
Apophis is terrified that he cannot trust even those close to him. And the destruction of a key temple will not only end his campaign of violence against the people of Shulak, but will send a message to all Jaffar.
Kalsha, you are high among the Jaffar. Speak to the first prime. Convince him you overheard the priests discussing the downfall of Apophis.
Master Braytak, is it not against our honor to lie in such a matter? We could become no better than those we fight against.
I misled Apophis for 138 years, as I appeared to serve him loyally, hoping all the time for a chance to free my people.
I shall do as you ask.
In 2 hours, I will accost the first prime as well. With the news, I saw a priest planting an explosive device in the private chamber of Apophis, confirming your suspicions.
Jalkek.
Nimran.
Kame, the High Priest.
Yes?
I have a message from Lord Apophis.
It is my honor to serve him in all things.
You lie, Shova, and die with treason on your lips. Kill them all.
Move another step and you die.
Ishtar, it is I.
Nefaret. For a moment I feared Moloch's forces had discovered our whereabouts.
I have brought food and what supplies I could.
My thanks. It is dangerous for me to bring much. I cannot risk revealing the Haktil to Moloch.
And besides,
You have more than enough to worry about, smuggling babies away from the executioner's fire.
A fire he commands me to kindle. I was loyal to my system, Lord Nefret, and would have done anything until he ordered me to begin burning my sisters alive before his altar. Then I knew he was no god, but only a man, fearful of rebellion.
And caused one through his actions.
Indeed. Come, the others have missed your company. Tell me of Maat.
You know I cannot.
I do not see the hatred in your eyes when you speak of her. Yet you assist us against our own system, Lord.
She has not asked me to kill my own people.
But I do not understand. You fight against the Gua'uld, yet you serve her loyally. Why?
I have my reasons.
Will you not share them?
Not even with you, Ishtar.
That is perhaps wise, my sister.
You have go, ST-8. You heard him, people.
Oh, this is so exciting. I've never been through the gate before.
Scientists.
Oh, we won't cause any trouble.
Godspeed.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to scout a perimeter. Radio if you need me.
Sure thing, Major. The report said the planet is inhabited, but only by primitives.
Hi there!
Well, hey, sweetheart.
You look funny. What are those things on your face?
Well, these? Well, these are my glasses. They help me see better.
Ooh, wow, can I look? Everything's fuzzy.
I'll just take those back. Do you live near here?
Yep.
Does your mother know you are out here?
Nope. My name is Mina.
Dr. Lee.
What you doing?
Well, people from my planet came here earlier and picked up some interesting scans. I'm part of the scientific team sent to investigate. We're setting up a remote station. In order to verify SG-12's finds of a possible Naquita deposit.
What's Naquita?
Aren't you full of questions? It's a metal that we use to create power generation, and it also has incredible explosive potential. The Gauld spend a huge amount of resources mining it, but they've got all the veins covered. With luck, we're the only ones that know about this, and... Major?
Yes, Doctor?
I think you might want to get back here. The gate is sort of... activating...
On my way.
Suina, listen to me very carefully. I want you to hide until the people who come through the big puddle go away, all right?
Okay. I like games.
Jafar! Kree!
Hi, we don't want any trouble. We're just...
Silence! I am the priestess of Maat. You shall not speak unless commanded to.
Right. Sorry. Nice outfit.
Get down, Doctor!
What? Major!
Secure the others.
Listen, this is all a misunderstanding.
I recognize their clothing. Tauri of Earth.
Well, I can explain.
This device appears to be active. What is it?
A MacBook. All the other scientists use PCs, but I like Apple better. Then there's that one guy on level 5 who uses Linux.
I do not understand you, little man. It is set up to detect Naquita in the orbital scan indicated. There is a rich vein of the metal not far from here. Maat will be pleased. We will return through the Chapa Eye and...
We call it a Stargate. bit less of a mouthful.
And when did I indicate that I would care what you called it?
Well, I mean, you were asking earlier about the apple, and...
What does fruit have to do with this?
Nothing. It's a computer.
I grow tired of you. Silence him.
Wait, wait, wait.
Were you expecting reinforcements, short one?
No, and stop insulting my height. Just because you're so tall and gorgeous. Really gorgeous.
Jaffa, Kree!
Warriors of Apophis!
You bear the feather upon your forehead, pretty one. The mark of Ma'at.
You want a mark?
Is she dead?
No, a Zaknikatul. Merely disables one's opponent. Apophis may find her pleasing for sport.
These others?
They are the Tauri. Apophis will reward me greatly for this day's catch.
I'm warning you.
Return the prisoners to Chulak through the Chopper Eye.
Can I come out yet? Dr. Lee? Where are you?
You've done a superb job with new Tok'ra base, Melnik.
As you know, Selmec, the crystals are pre-programmed to create the complex.
I spoke more of your ability to command. The others respect you, and that is a difficult feat to achieve among the Tok'ra.
No doubt you feel distrust from the others because of your new host.
He is different than those that came before. Jacob Carter was not raised in slavery. His intelligence and strength gave me hope that someday the system lords will fail.
I grow tired of waiting. How many centuries have we fought against them? I feel as though we achieved nothing.
Even now, we have agents all over the galaxy posing as minor system lords, doing everything they can to alleviate the sufferings of enslaved worlds and gain allegiances.
And what if such power corrupts? If by posing as a Goa'uld, they slowly become one.
No Tok'ra could watch the violence and corruption of the Goa'uld and not be sickened by it.
I am not as certain.
You have done much putting the new base into order. I think it time you got some rest, Melnik.
I agree. Thank you, Selmec. I shall always honor your counsel, whatever the others say.
Where are you taking us?
The Palace of Apophis.
Is it far?
Many leagues lie between the Chopper Eye and this city.
Because I have this bum knee, you see, and...
What?
The priestess revives. Put her down.
What? This?
Is Chulak.
Ma'at will not suffer this. Release me at once or she will consider it an act of war.
Indeed.
You cannot defy her with your pathetic armies, half disloyal to your god.
Silence, woman!
Have I struck a tender chord? Perhaps you are Sholva yourself.
Stop it! Haven't you hurt her enough?
Would you care to take her place, human? For she will suffer far more before Apophis is through with her.
I shall tell you nothing. I serve Ma'at.
Move!
Featuring the additional voice talent of Scott Wentworth as Karma the High Priest and Major Andrews SG-8, Tanya Milojevic as Sweena, Mark Kalita, Alex Gilmore, Bruce Busby, Helena Brooks, and Katrina Joyner as Jafar, Anthony Rooney and Alexa Chipman as SGC personnel. This has been made for entertainment purposes only. No copyright infringement was intended. Everything is property of MGM, Sci-Fi, etc. This has been a tribute to these floppy-haired Daniel, Space Monkey era.